Father, we come to you. We thank you that your word is alive. It's full of power, sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing even the separation of joint matter, joint and marrow, thoughts and intents of the heart. Help us by teaching us, leading us, guiding us, bringing us into all truth. Help us to comprehend your word. You said, in all you're getting, get understanding. So we ask for understanding. Let us comprehend what you're saying to us. We thank you, Lord, for having education. We thank you, Lord, we've been inspired with inspiration. But now, God, what's most important to us is to receive revelation. Reveal to us your truth. Show us the things that are secret. Show us the things we can't see. Help us to get them, so that we can give you the glory for it all in Jesus' name. And Father, we cancel the assignment of the enemy. We know he hates this word and he comes immediately to steal it. But this word is going to good ground to bring forth great fruit and abundance in the lives of these people. I declare it, I decree it, I call it done. I thank you, Lord, for it in Jesus' name. We call it done. And everybody said, amen. Let's make a confession and say, this is my Bible. I am what the Word of God says that I am. I have what the Word of God says that I have. I can do what the Word of God says that I can do. In Jesus' name, I call it done. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Let's go in our Bibles. Please go with me to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 6, please. Joshua 1 and verse number 6. We're going to study the Word of God. We're going to get a hold of this and give you an opportunity to be able to build your faith. Now, God called me to a lifestyle ministry. I get in your business, in other words. I don't mean to. I don't even know I am sometimes. But I am teaching people not just how to get saved, because that's the first step. We need that. I have to do the work of an evangelist, even though I'm a pastor. So we get people saved. But the most important thing after you get saved is to learn how to live this thing so you can keep on heading toward heaven. Because you can be able to disqualify yourself for the kingdom based on several scriptures. Of course, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and some of the others. So we have to find out what is God saying in his word about how to live. You got to let God in your business. Stop trying to be so clandestine. You don't want God to know nothing. You don't want God to tell you nothing. You don't want God to make you do nothing. You don't want to have to give an account for nothing. Just want to just go to heaven. Just jump into heaven. Well, that ain't going to happen. You're going to have to do some training down here before you get up there. I'm going to say it again. You got to do some training down here. You can't live like the devil down here and go up there and be an angel. It ain't gonna work. So you gotta check it out, check out what you're doing right now, get a checkup from the neck up and see what's happening. And then get it right or get left. Because God don't play. He's tired of playing games. You may play games with God. God ain't playing no games with you. I told you that last week. All right, let's go to Joshua chapter 1, because it takes faith. Say it takes faith. Faith comes by hearing, and we can do this and have a great time doing it. You know that? The just shall live by faith. Hebrews says that, and it says it also in the Old Testament. The just, those are justified, and I define that as just as if I never sin. God justifies us through Jesus Christ. His blood gives us righteousness. And, of course, when we use our faith, it introduces us to the righteousness of God. And we appear to be righteous simply because we believe what God says and we act on it. It's one thing to believe things. It's another thing to do those things that you believe. See, we shouldn't just be hearers of the word. We should be doers. Thank you very much. Now, let's go to this Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 6, because we're studying faith. Say faith. Say it again. Say faith. Could you put my fat little friend up there, please? Because a lot of us, we don't believe that God hears us anyhow when we call on him. And we don't really believe God is working on our behalf. This is something I saw, and I thought maybe it would lighten us up before we get started in some serious business here. He's on there and says, your call is important to us. Have you ever been on one of those stupid AI calls and the AI is saying, your call is important to us? How would you know? You're a machine. Anyhow, your call is important to us. Please stay on the line until your call is no longer important to you. In other words, this ain't worth it. I've been sitting here waiting for God to answer my prayers all this time. Forget it. I'm hanging up the phone with God. See, and sometimes that happens because we don't know how to live this life by faith. And so we get bored with God. God gets bored with us. There's a disconnection of the line. We have no more relationship. You may take him away. He's going to do some exercise. Okay, here we go. Let's look at this now. Joshua 1 and 6 I gave to you. But I want to give you some principles before we get started there, because we looked at Ephesians 3:20. Which says, now unto him that's able to do, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And we got stuck on thinking because we said, God is not just genie, give me this out of the bottle. No. God wants you to ask and think, so even our thinking can affect what we receive. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above what we ask or think. I told you the story about Ernestine, the lady that we prayed for. This is where this book that I wrote called The Power in You, that has this scripture as the crux of it, came from. And God showed me that he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. Now, Joshua had to have that kind of faith because Moses was his predecessor. Moses was training this little apprentice to be able to be the next leader of Israel. You know, that's why we're bringing our young people in more and more in the services. Pretty soon, I'll just walk up and preach, and sometimes I won't even do that. They're going to do it. We're going to hear from some of these young folks. Some of these are called to be your next pastor. Yeah. And I want to hear from the young people. We want to hear them speak. But me, you know, Jada, I don't know what calling she's got, but she's definitely got the anointing for exhortation and teaching. Wow. You know, every word to her is like it's birthing new things that she reads in the scripture, and that's because she's lived her life with God all her life on purpose. But we have a lot of young people that are fired up about the things of God. A lot of them are on vacation right now, but they're fired up. And we need to get them ready for the next wave of what we're doing here at PCC. So it says, now to him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think, I'm seeing something. The way that God is showing me this now is like your according to is the cord attached to how far you can go. Some people only will do what according to what people think they can do, or according to their degree level. God can do beyond your degree level. We have to learn how to use our vision for vision for what God can do instead of for evil. Because a lot of people's thoughts are messed up. Showed you the dirty man last week. I'm not showing him again. He's still taking a shower. I showed you this guy that has a dirty mind, and I'm not just talking about sexually, but he's included in that too. Pigpen is his name. Charlie Brown is his friend. Lucy is his counselor. The whole group runs together along with a dog by the name of, what's his name? Snoopy, yeah. And Snoopy is like me, he's a pilot. On his doghouse. But folks, seriously, if you got stinking thinking, if you got thoughts that are dirty, if your mind, and I don't mean just this sexual dirty thing, but that's 90% of the dirtiness that we have in America. Yeah. 60% of pastors
are hooked on pornography. Pastors. I told you about the pastor's wife a couple weeks ago. With pornography in her purse. My wife picked up the wrong purse, looked just like hers. Opened the purse up and there was pornography in there. Like little trading cards. How in the world are you going to deliver to some? How are you going to have a women's ministry? This will stop you. And the only way, well, I got that. If the Lord's putting me on heart, the only way you're going to care about this is if we tie it to your money. Tie it to your job. You're not going to really care unless it starts tying to you being broke. I believe the Lord's going to start doing this. You faking like you're a Christian, and you got a nasty mind, nasty mouth, nasty life, nasty intent, and nasty doings. God's going to just cut you off because you think you made yourself that way. There's a whole lot of people with your degree doing basket weaving. That doesn't make you. I'm not against your education. I got more than most. I've been a professor. I've been in a lot of stuff. But, I'm a flight instructor. I teach people. I don't have a problem with education. But let's not make that our God. Let's not make our education, our job, our connections, our friends. God must be, through his word, the final authority in your life. When we're trying to figure out what we should do, we go to the book. And whatever the book say, that's what we're going to do. There's no discussion. What does the book say? If you don't know what the book say, find somebody that know what the book say. Stop going to counselors that tell you stuff that the world is using that's causing them to fail. We're listening to failures tell you how to fail. A lot of those counselors went into counseling because of the fact that they had a problem themselves with one of the areas that they're challenged with and now helping you with. God has Jesus as a wonderful counselor. So when we counsel, we should be talking to somebody. As a believer, you should be talking to somebody that talks to God. Instead of talking to some idiot that has a piece of paper on the wall. Some of them are fake pieces of paper. And I don't mean degrees that was given as an honorary degree. I'm talking about they really think they learned it and they actually just went to a printer. We need help. This nation needs help. The families need help. We had an incident here last week. Some idiot came in here and acting a fool in the service. You don't do that in the service. We're here to help people. Either you come here for church, or you don't come here at all. Being social in here is secondary to receiving the word of God. I'm not here to be your buddy. Now, unfortunately for him, we have men that don't play that mess. That surrounded him, filmed him, and turned it over to the FBI. The sergeant of Pierce County Sheriffs gave me his personal number. They have his license number. And they have the photo and video of the man that cocked a gun behind this building right by our lounge door where the pastors come in. They have that. The FBI has it. The local Pierce County Sheriff gave me his personal phone number, the sergeant, over this precinct area. And said, you call me personally if you have any more problem with this foolishness. We are not taking it. You need to know we have at least 6 armed men at most services. And they know how to shoot. Most of them are military. We are not playing. We want our sheep to come here and be safe and feel comfortable and not scared to come to church. We ain't taking it. We are checking you at the parking lot. We case you when you drive up. We videotape you. We fly drones before you get here and while you're here. We are not playing. If you want the word, this is the church to come to. You want some foolishness? We'll give it to you too. We will kick your rear end. Now, I grew up with a military father who ran our house like we were in the military. I ain't used to mess because I wasn't getting my dad court-martialed for foolishness I did with my bicycle. I don't play it. This is me. You want a flaky church that wants you to let you go out there and have sex with everybody? This is the wrong one. We will kick your butt out of here because this is private property. You ain't gonna do that with all the women up in here. We ain't gonna do that. I can give you the names of churches where the pastors are doing that too. You can go there. But you ain't gonna do it here because you ain't gonna stop the anointing of God from operating. People need Jesus, not your foolishness. And I say that to every gangbanger in the city of Tacoma and in Pierce County, Thurston County, and King County. Don't come up in here unless you're ready to get delivered from them demons. Now, we have armed, which is costing this church. We had to hire some people besides the six or seven men we have here with pistols on their sides. We have an armed man costing us money every hour he's here. The media is ready to take this story. They called me yesterday to go on the network. The sergeant of Pierce County Sheriffs that's over this area begged me, don't go to the media yet. It'll hinder our investigation, perhaps. I know people in the media. I spent years in the media. I know how to do this. You come up here one more time, and I'm talking to whoever this is because they came twice. You come up here one more time, I'm blasting your butt all over the world. Your picture, we got. Your license number, we got. And we ain't playing. We just want to have church. So you go to hell by yourself, okay? But just don't try to take us with you. I ain't scared of nobody, but I ain't challenging nobody. I almost died three times, so you can't scare me with death. That's not the vision. Like Hezekiah, 20th chapter, God gave me an extension of life to preach to idiots like the ones that's trying to disrupt your peace in church. When you come up in here, follow them ushers. If you don't, and we ask you to leave, get your butt out. Because we're not going to play with you like we had to do last week and fight with somebody to get them out of the church. And if you don't like this, go home now. Good day. Because we're going to have peace in this house. And everybody said amen. Come on, say amen. Now, I cleared that part out. See y'all later. Let's look at the scriptures. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that works in who? Who does it work in? It works in us. So we want the power working in us. We don't need anything stopping us from receiving. Now let's go to that Joshua chapter 1, because Joshua had to get bold. Joshua had to have some courage. I remember when I first got into that situation, 6.5 years of hell, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me on the last time I preached. He said, be bold, be courageous, be only courageous. Go with me to Joshua. It says, be strong and of good courage. For this people you shall divide as an inheritance. This people you shall divide the land as an inheritance, the land which I swore to your fathers to give them. Now, Joshua had followed Moses. Okay, I got that. Listen, let me just say this, something that I need. I used to say this. Dr. Hilliard and I, well, he shared this with us. When there's people that's in this church for the wrong reason, you need to say, "Wolf! I'm here for sheep, not for wolves." And if there's a wolf in the crowd, we need to let the rest of the sheep know so they don't end up being their lunch. Okay, so we want peace here. And so if what I'm telling you about having a peaceful church makes you uncomfortable, this is not the church for you. I'll say it again then. If what I say about having a peaceful church bothers you, this ain't the church for you. And go ahead, leave. Because you know what will happen? God will send 10 more in your place. I'm trying to help you understand what kind of church you're part of. We changed our logo this week. We used to say, "Come home to Pacific Christian Center." You know what we say? Uncompromising, straightforward, and loving. We love you, but we're going to be uncompromising and straightforward. You know where that comes from? From when we first started this church. We ain't changed. So I'm trying to help you understand who you're part of, what you're part of. We are serious about the things of God. We're totally His. All right, let's go back to the scriptures. Joshua was told, "Be strong and of good courage. In the kingdom of God, you cannot be weak. The devil will run you over. Be strong." Say, "Be strong and of good courage." Now watch, underline that. I put a number on each one of the times it said in this one chapter, because it said several times, "Be strong and of good courage. For this people, you shall divide," underline, "inheritance." This is all about God giving you something that you never had before. When you start using your faith and standing up and trying to emulate the Moseses in your life, the people that you've seen being successful, the leaders that you've followed, when you start doing that, you're headed toward an inheritance. "For them, it was the land which I swore." Next to that word "swore," you need to write "promise," because God promises things to us, and you need to grab a hold of those promises. "Swore their fathers to give them." Now, I want you to see the next verse. We got several verses here. Now, this is completely different than the 8:30 service. This is what God had assigned me for the service, but we went a different direction. It says, "Only be what?" Only be what? Y'all sound weak. Say it like you're strong. Only be what? Strong. Only be what? Strong. See, you should not get uncomfortable. Okay. We are so comfortable with people that are strong for their cause in a negative way in the world. They're standing up for idiocy today. Parade in downtown Seattle. They do what they want to do. People make their own choices. But we should be strong for our cause. If you're a Christian, you ought to act like one. You ought to talk like one. You ought to fight like a good fighter. Fight the good fight of faith. That's how we fight, with faith. Say amen to that. It says, "Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do." Underline that. We don't just observe to observe. What we come to see, we want to learn to do. This is why God had me share with you vision. Not that you're going to believe for the same thing, but you need to know God has things for you to have come into your life that you've been believing for. You have to be strong and courageous, and too many of us are milquetoast Christians. We toast our little milk, toast our little bread and dip it in the milk, get it nice and soggy, and eat it as if we don't even have teeth. We don't need to be milquetoast Christians. We need to stand up and be strong. He's saying, "Be strong." What he said to Joshua is an example of what he says to us. "Only be strong." "Well, Pastor, you're too strong sometimes." That's what I was told to be. Now, am I supposed to listen to you or him? Now, which one called me? You weren't even in the room when he called me. I don't even know where you were. You're probably out there, you know. But anyhow, you know, you. Where were you? You can't tell me what to do. You didn't call me. "Well, sometimes, Pastor, you scare people." Yeah, wolves, snakes, bears, lions. People that come for the sheep. Yeah, they get scared. They get afraid. The shepherd is supposed to be there with a rod, which is unforgiving, and a staff, which taps the little sheep on the side, pulls him a little bit. Come on this way now, little sheepy. You're getting too close to the water. You got too much wool. You're going to end up in the water, floating down the river. Come over here, little sheepy. Bah. Come on, come on. Okay, come on. Let's go. Here's some more grass over here. Come on, come on. Here's some great grass. Let's get that grass. Woo, yes, okay. This one looks a little sick. Let's add a little bit of alfalfa to the wheat and put a little bit more rye in there to be able to get rid of that disease they've got. They need a little more mixture there. Oh, this one needs, this one's cast. It's upside down. That's what cast means. It's upside down. If it stays like that, the pressure on their heart will cause them to die. Their blood will stop flowing. Oh, we got to rub the little feet as we turn them right side up and rub their little feet. Get the feet going. Oh, their blood. Oh, they feel so good, shepherd. Oh, pastor, they feel so good. Oh, and after a while, they're running around again. But the wolf comes in with a sheep suit on. This one looked weak over there. I can take them out. That looks like lunch over there. The shepherd is here to be strong. The leader, Joshua, taking Moses' place, had to do what Moses didn't even do. Get these folks into the land I promised them to receive. Only way to get there is by being strong. You cannot be a punk in the kingdom and expect you're going to get what God's got for you. The devil will steal it from you while you're watching. We don't need to be punks for the Lord. This effeminate spirit is all over this country. I'm a man. Ain't no questions. I get reminded of that about 6 times a day. Going to the restroom. Ain't no question who I am. I know who I am. And you ain't gonna confuse me with that. Duh. My wife told me to stop saying duh. Only be strong. So if there's nothing else, that leader, Joshua, was supposed to be, he was supposed to be strong and have courage. What does that mean? That when a lion and a bear comes up, like with David, you just knock them out. He said, I have had a lion and a bear come to me. I killed them both with my bare hands. Why? Because they were coming after the sheep. You mess with God's sheep, you're in trouble. If there's a true under shepherd there. Because some shepherds sitting there eating bonbons and ain't worried about you. They watching TV, ain't thinking about you. Yeah. And when trouble comes, they're out of here. Because they're a hireling. They're there just for the money. I didn't go in ministry to make money. I was making money before I went into ministry. Very successful businessman. Several things going on at one time. Wasn't even in aviation yet, but had so many things going on. I didn't go into ministry because I was broke. But I met more broke folk in the ministry than you can shake a stick at. And they're happy. They think they're doing God a favor by being broke and staying cursed. Only be very courageous. Not just courageous, very courageous. Scare them with your voice. Scare them with the rod. Comfort the sheep with the staff. Be very courageous that you may observe to do all the underline the word or the law which Moses, my servant, or your pastor has commanded you. Do not turn from it. Don't let nobody try to change you from being like this. This is how they got into the promised land. Now, this land that God is promising them right now, that land is what they're fighting over in Iran, Iraq, all these countries over there in the Middle East. Kuwait, God, there are all these countries are fighting and trying from the river to the sea. They don't know what river they're talking about. They don't know what sea they're talking about. But we'll show you in a couple of minutes. God promised them that land. That you can't fight against Israel because you're fighting against God. And some church folks stupid enough to think you're going to fight against God when you fight against Israel. That's why our boys are going over there, 50,000 people over in the Middle East right now. Men, women, fighting a war. Bombing. Last night, the night before, bombing. Flying aircraft and just bombing. We dominate the area now. They can't shoot at us very much because they don't have anything left. We've torn it up. Because God is with us because we're with Israel. And so some of us, we don't even understand what I'm talking about. You have no idea. You just don't know. And I'm not faulting you, but the education system ain't helping you. Okay. My phone's talking to me. I got 5 minutes. Can I take 5 minutes? Okay. Because I had to sidetrack to make y'all know we got it covered. You can come to church. I think we're the most secure church in the state of Washington. I don't know of any church that flies drones and look at all the roofs to make sure no snipers are there before you get here. I don't know of any church that has a direct line and all the precinct officers are saying, every time we drive by here, we're looking over here. I don't know of any church that now has the FBI screening what has happened here. I don't feel proud of that. I just want to teach the word. But you messing with somebody that's got to be strong and very courageous. Because just like Joshua, I'm on the same kind of business. God's business. Okay, I got 5 minutes, just took up a minute. Here we go. That you may observe to do, underline to do, all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. It's a commandment. It's not a suggestion. See, we think we live by suggestions. Why ain't this faith working? I've been believing God for so-and-so to happen, and it ain't happening. I can't get healed. I don't know what's going on. I can't buy a job. I mean, it's so tough. You know, my relationships stink, and everything keep going wrong. I go from problem to problem. You're supposed to be going from glory to glory. Maybe you're not following his law. Maybe you're doing your own thing. And if that's what you want to do, you know you have a choice to do whatever you want to do. You don't have to do what I'm telling you to do. You can do whatever you want to do. You don't have to live as a Christian. You don't have to be a Christian. You don't even have to come to church. Nobody's making you. You do this because you, watch this, love God. I'll go back to Jesse Duplantis. He said, when you love God, obedience is easy. It's easy to be obedient when you love God. Man, I don't even think about some things. People sitting there sweating bullets. Now, I'm sweating right now, but they're sweating bullets. And they're sweating. Oh, should I do this? Should I do this? Should I do this? God said, do it. What's the question? Just do what you're supposed to do. What's wrong with you? And you know what? I tell people, I teach people, read to the promise. Sometimes we read to the law. God says, don't do such and such. Keep reading, because God says, if you do what's right, he gives a promise. 30,000 plus promises in the Bible. I say, read to the promise. Stop reading the law. Stop reading, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. Keep reading past the thou shalt nots and find out what blessing God has for you. Instead of sitting here making the kingdom of God a bunch of rules and regulations, you need to know that God wants to do great in your life. He wants to bless you. He wants to protect you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to prosper you. He wants you to be able to be on top and rising. Be bold. Be courageous. See, you are either for God or you're not. Stop playing with it. Get serious about God. Kick the sin out your life. You can do it. Just like when my wife came here as my girlfriend, we could have been fornicating until our marriage day and then act like we surprised we getting married. Going on a honeymoon. We've been on a honeymoon for, Lord help us, the honey and the moon is out. We didn't use up both. Ain't no honey, nothing. See, and this is what people do. They fake, and they don't realize you take that curse into your relationship for the next 10 or whatever years until that crop has crop failure. Because you're planting seed. And nobody was telling us this. The Lord saying, go on in it. This will last 3 minutes. Kathy, I'll be done in a second. We didn't have examples of people talking like this, teaching like this. Our choir director divorced her husband because her husband became a homosexual and left the family. And she married a guy that was in the church that we had no idea she even knew. The other choir director was having sex with had so many babies having sex with little girls underage. This is in the church we was going to when we had made this decision. We had to make this decision. He had so many babies. Ron had so many babies from women in the church, but he was still directing the choir and singing. And all the women would fall out. I found out why. But they were falling out. Whoa! Oh, glory to God! Ronnie! I found out why they were falling out. Then, of course, you know, there was homosexual stuff going on. The piano players always had to be homosexual or something close to that. And we just overlooked that. Just believe they're going to make it in anyhow. Okay, this is so strong. Should we stay online? My youth pastor, who was a pastor in this city of a church, after he finished being my youth pastor, walked up to me and had something in his wallet and said, you always want to use this if you're doing something. Because you don't want her mom to get mad at you. That's my youth pastor. So we had no reason to feel embarrassed for her to come and stay in my apartment for $135 a month, furnished. But we decide we want to live right. And when you decide to live right, you'll make the changes you need to make. In order to be able to follow the law, all the law, not the ones you like. I live in the flesh, he live in the flesh, just like everybody else. Woo! You can live in my apartment and we can go and just go, you can go change clothes that day at someone else's house and then come and we'll get mad. Come on. See, this is what the world teaches us. I'm not criticizing anyone. I'm just saying we have to divorce ourselves from the thoughts of this world in order to live by faith. Do not turn from it, from the right or to the left. Why? That you may prosper. That tells me you can't prosper and do all that mess. Oh, Pastor, you don't know. I just got a raise, another 10 cents raise. 10 cents an hour. Are you serious? And you call that prosperity? Yeah, the guy that works under you got a 50 cents an hour raise. He only has served God. They're about to make him your manager. See, we got to realize God has so much more for us until we haven't even used our imagination to even think it. We are so used to bumping along. I know who I'm talking to. We have to get past that and serve the Lord with all our heart. Believe me, I'm done. I'm saying nothing else. You don't have to clap. Today, let's not clap. Let's not clap. Let's just not clap. Let's not clap. Let's pretend we clapped. Okay. Let's Just do like this. I don't need a clap today. Okay, praise God. Now, bow your heads for just a moment. Father, we seal this time. What a potpourri. We seal this time, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your truth that comes to us. Father, help them to understand my heart is for them to prosper so that we can prosper, so we can follow your law and receive all that you have for us. Call the blessings of God upon each and every one. In Jesus' name we call it done.